Charged with assault, he wins a congressional race.
When you make a mistake, you have to own up to it. That's the Montana way.
Amen. Ratcheting up a probe of the president's son-in-law.
Jared Kushner is now under an FBI microscope.
And the Memorial holiday weekend getaway is underway.
We got to get up, out, so we can miss this traffic.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. He will be the newest member of Congress.
Thank you, Montana!
Republican Greg Gianforte wins a special election to become Montana's only congressman. CBS's Barry Peterson in Bozeman covering Gianforte's mea culpa.
I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
A victorious Greg Gianforte apologized directly to the reporter who accused Gianforte of body slamming him.
I should not have treated that reporter that way. I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
Gianforte's supporters appeared to take his apology at face value.
You think this puts it behind him?
I honestly do. I think this is part of life.
Turning up the intensity of the probe of President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Here's CBS News correspondent Jeff Pegues with the latest.
CBS News has confirmed that part of the investigation includes scrutinizing Kushner's contacts with Russian officials. Kushner has acknowledged meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak in December. Kislyak then arranged for Kushner to meet with the head of Russian-owned VEB Bank, Sergei Gorkov, who was trained by Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB.
CBS News also confirming three leakers of classified information at the White House identified they will be fired. G7 summit underway in Sicily. President Trump is there. We go there live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president's having lunch now with his counterparts from six other major industrialized democracies. They're intimate talks. The seven leaders are sitting at a round table, and President Trump is right next to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Now, Mr. Trump criticized the Germans at the NATO summit in Brussels yesterday, saying they've been very bad to the U.S. on trade. Top topics today include trade, terrorism, and climate change, as Europe leans on Mr. Trump to not pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. And earlier, in a one-on-one with Japan's prime minister, the president said the North Korean problem is on his mind.
It will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
The president concludes his week-long tour of the Middle East and Europe tomorrow. Jim?
The White House says it intends to defend its travel ban on visitors from six mostly Muslim nations all the way to the Supreme Court. But from CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen,
I don't think the justices would expedite this case and hear argument on it over the summer. The more likely scenario, I think, is that this case goes onto the docket in Washington for argument in the fall, which means a ruling about 1 year after the implementation of that first travel ban.
Another location in Manchester, England, coming under the glare of post-bombing scrutiny. CBS's Mark Phillips is there.
This time it's a barber shop in an area of South Manchester where the bomber lived. Another merchant in the area says Salman Abedi, the suspected bomber, was seen from time to time at the barber's talking with other people.
He came there regular. He used to be there.
The shop had been suspiciously empty since the bombing. What was once a normal neighborhood, says resident Lewis Coatman, isn't anymore.
I'm just amazed, like, how one night everything was fine, and the next day, I'm speechless, don't know what to say.
After another arrest overnight, police were holding eight people, but they are still not sure the terror network, including its presumed bomb-making capacity, has been neutralized.
At CBS's Mark Phillips in Manchester, England, Syria, state media reports airstrikes by U.S.-led coalition killing 35 civilians, and in Egypt right now, just south of Cairo, a deadly attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christians. Egyptian state TV says 26 killed, 25 wounded. More than 35 million Americans expected to hit the highways this Memorial Day weekend. WTOP reporter Neil Augustine out there talking to some of them.
Congestion on I-95 is expected to grow as the day goes on, and that's why these travelers from New Jersey got an early start.
I'm like, 2 o'clock, we got to get up, out by 3 so we can miss this traffic. I tend to drive a little bit faster.
This man is towing his boat toward North Carolina. The driver says, like in fishing, he has more success if he avoids the middle of the day.
Travel to Florida, Midwest all the time, so
earlier is better.
Neil Augenstein for CBS News, Dale City, Virginia.
Escaping seven previous dates with the executioner, the so-called Houdini of death row, not evading number eight, convicted of killing in 1982, 75-year-old Tommy Arthur put to death this morning at an Alabama state prison. A funeral today. Black hole sun, won't you come? For a pioneer of Seattle's grunge sound. In Los Angeles, CBS's Steve Futterman.
Chris Cornell will be laid to rest at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery today. A private service will take place at noon that will be followed by a public memorial. The cemetery is also the burial site for rock star Johnny Ramone, the silent film star Rudolph Valentino, and actress Jane Mansfield. Cornell died last week in his Detroit hotel room, the result of suicide.
Stanley Cup Finals are set because of this shot in the second overtime of the seventh game of the Eastern Finals.
In the left circle feeds Kunitz. He scores!
Westwood won Sports Sam Rosen there. The defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins back in the finals. Nashville Predators series starts Monday night. Game one of the NBA Finals will be next Thursday after LeBron James led the Cleveland Cavaliers to victory.
James, there it is.
Yep, Marv Albert calling that shot that makes James the all-time playoff point leader, passing Michael Jordan.
For my name to come up in any discussion with Michael Jordan or Kareem or all these great guys, so it's just a wow factor. I don't really have nothing to say.
Three match with the Golden State Warriors. It's been a hallmark of The Simpsons show, the voices of real celebs, real sports stars, one show featuring an entire team of baseball all-stars.
Now batting for Daryl Strawberry, Homer Simpson.
This Saturday, a fitting tribute to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, presents a plaque to Homer Simpson. Well, actually, it's just a piece of paper. Plus, a Simpsons-themed exhibit will open inside the shrine. Yeah, you think we've got wild weather? CBS's Gary Nunn reports on Jupiter. It's otherworldly.
Cameras on NASA's Juno space probe have spotted what are described as monstrous raging hurricanes churning over the poles of Jupiter. Surprising researchers who assumed a much calmer atmosphere there. Scientists are anxious to chart the stability of the supercyclones. The spacecraft also is relaying sounds from the probe, so-called plasma waves, on the planet more than 350 million miles from Earth. Scientists call the eerie sounds nature's music.
Happened at 4 a.m. Thursday. Moonlight, Bunny Ranch brothel outside of Carson City, Nevada. Tractor trailer smashing through the front door of the famed establishment featured in the Cat House reality television show. Inside, 19 prostitutes at work and 10 paying customers. No one hurt. The truck driver does face charges of assault. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 26, 2017. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.